Well, I think it was a solution to a problem we don't experience. You know, with the number of PL tones that are out there, you know, we're never going to run into a problem with quantity. But when back in the days of the community repeater, where you might have, you know, dozens of customers, even then, I don't know if it was necessarily for that. A little harder to fake, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know why it was invented in the first place. But it was never really a necessity in ham radio because we were going for a different thing. There was generally one PL in the region for each band. Like the PL for VHF in this region is 100, and the PL for UHF was 107.2. And then, you know, then I started the 123 thing, and I will take credit for that for reasons, work-related reasons. But so now 123 and 107.2 is pretty prevalent in the area here. And really, each region kind of like decides on like a common PL, and they use it. You know, so that's kind of common knowledge. So really, it was a problem that we didn't need solving over here. But no reason why you can't. Nothing wrong with it.